שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר זוהר.
Reading from Zohar for All, Volume 4, page 46 in Hebrew, Shmot 1. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All, Volume 4, page 46 in Hebrew, Shmot. And a new king arose. Item 157. Every day, the Creator makes angels messengers to the world. As it is written, He makes the winds His messengers. It does not say made, but makes in present tense, since He makes every single day. At that time, an angel was appointed over Egypt. As it is written, and a new king arose over Egypt. Of course, the appointee is new, since the Creator has now made him. 158. Who did not know Joseph? Since the appointee was from a place of separation, as it is written, and from there it departed, and became four heads. The first out of that separation was the river of Egypt. As it is written, the name of the first is Pishon, which is the river of Egypt. And this is why he did not know Yosef, for he was the place where all the unity resides, which is called righteous. Yosef is Yesod, called righteous, and all the unifications of Zaanpin and Nukva are done with him, and the separation did not wish to know the unification.
What's are any questions for now? You can ask. No. Okay. Let's keep going. What, Svika? Yeah, here. Please ask.
What does it mean that a new king arose on Egypt?
New king means that first a person was activated by a desire of the first kind, and now he's activated by a desire from a second kind. We learned about three states, right? That a person is activated by three types of desires. One, what he explained in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, the first mitzvah, the second mitzvah, right? So the first commandment is fear. So he explains that there's like an impulse to perform the actions because for fear on my body, me, my sons, my family, my relatives, the people, the country, the world, but it's all in what I feel that I'm dependent on. That's what I do in my life. As much as I feel in my circle, the bigger the circle is, so that's what I'm concerned about, because I depend on society. What's the main part? That the person is now in this world. Because in his desire, also his relatives are included in there, so he's also concerned about them. It just seems like he's concerned about them. He's actually concerned on his own will to receive. If we could slice those relatives out of the person's desire, he wouldn't even think about them. That's one desire. Second desire, that he's already concerned about a reward in this world and the next world, that he already depends on an upper force, that there's this Creator and he's ruling all, and it's worthwhile to be in a good connection with him. I'll give him favors, I'll return them. So how can I give him favors? So there's this book that is called Shulchan Aruch. If I do the actions that are written in there, so he, in return, will give me a good life in this world and good in the next world. I get a reward. And that's how people work. That is called that he has second type of fear. Fear from this world, fear from the next world, that I'll live, my sons will live, and so on. And there's a third state, that he wants to work, he wants to do actions, he wants to reach a state. It's not about the actions. Also before, what actions did he do? He did actions to get a reward. So here he reaches a state that I want to do actions that don't belong to me, that have nothing to do with me. These actions will be similar to the Creator. He's the upper one, and I want to do like Him. Where does a person get such a desire from? Let's say a person comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah and sits and studies. So obviously he came here for a reward. In his life out there, he didn't find enough fulfillments and pleasures, satisfaction, so he came here. Meaning that field, we're all in this field brought him and pushed him into here, into the group. Now, also here, he studies why I want to acquire the world, Asiya, Yetzirah, Bria. He's already studying about these degrees and Olamot, Light of Chasadim, Light of Chochmah. Everybody wants to gain everything. He learns about a soul. There's such a thing and a desire that is fulfilled in you. Overcome your corporeal life. I already want a spiritual life. I want to die to feel, stop feeling my existence along with this body. I want to be above it. So he starts learning these things and a desire to for a greater reward comes. But along with that, this new attitude appears, I'd say maybe attention, respect to these actions of bestowal. It comes gradually, and he starts feeling that this action of bestowal is an important action in its own right. It comes to him from being in this field of bestowal under the influence of the Creator, and then he gradually starts getting impressions from this. That's an influence on us called surrounding light. Then he starts feeling something strange, that I'd like to be in such an action, to bestow, to just give and not feel anything back from it. But there's some pleasantness, some pleasure in doing an action of bestow in its own right. It's something very strange. But it happens. We have to pay attention, and we have to try to take such tendency to find that little feeling and awaken it more and more and more, to pay attention on it. And that is called that he is truly getting this new attitude towards the Creator. Because the action of bestow without any belonging to himself, that he feels that there's something pleasant about it, something good about it, that is already a new thing. That, in somewhat, is already a feeling of the Creator. And here, if he pays attention and wants to advance towards that, then he already has a path. So I need to connect in a group. I need to cause connection between them. I have to be concerned that they all will be in bestow. He starts understanding that all his friends aren't friends, that it's his own qualities, that they are demonstrated to him in this way. demonstrated before him, as we learned from the introduction to the book of Zohar, that it's him, only all his guts, supposedly, his internality of his desire is spread out before him. And he sees this world with so many people, good and bad, and so on. It's him, himself. And then he starts relating to everybody in this way. And he changes gradually. It's not simple, it's a process. And gradually starts changing towards this world in his ability to love. Not love because they belong to him, that it's his own inner qualities. No. But because this giving, this tendency that he is performing, he feels that by this he's building the Creator. He is making the Creator. You have made me. And in that way, these tendencies that develop in a person more and more prepare him for the exodus from Egypt. We have to pay attention about it. We're close to it. We are in it just a bit. There's people that feel it more, people that feel it less. But we can actually, each and every one, can already try and find this tendency to do this action of bestowal without anything for himself. To be in this action, and you feel how good it is. You still feel that it's good in my vessels of reception, but there's already some kind of attitude towards an action with no return. That's how we prepare ourselves. Well, we are going to Zohar La'am,
page 32, and a new king arose, item 75. And a new king arose over Egypt. All the people in the world and all the kings in the world were strengthened in their government only because of Israel. Egypt did not rule the whole world until Israel came and entered there in exile. Then they overcame all the people in the world. Babel was stronger than all the peoples in the world only because of Israel, when they were in exile among them. Edom were stronger than all the people in the world only because of Israel, when they were in exile among them. Those peoples were in lowliness among the rest of the nations and were lower than all of them, but grew strong because of Israel. 76. Egyptians were lower than all the peoples. They were actually called slaves, because the Egyptians were the lowest of all peoples. Babylonians were low, as it is written, "Behold the land of the Kasdim, this people that was not." Edomites were lowly, as it is written, "Behold, I make you small among the nations, and greatly despised." 77. They all receive strength only because of Israel. Since when Israel are in exile with them, they immediately become stronger than all the other nations in the world, since Israel alone are equal to all the nations in the world. When Israel went into the exile in Egypt, Egypt immediately rose, and their government strengthened above all the nations, as it is written, "And the new king arose over Egypt." Arose means that they had rising, meaning that the general appointed over the government of Egypt was strengthened and rose, and was given strength and rule over all the appointees of all the other nations. In the beginning, that appointee above was given governance, and subsequently his people below. And because of that, the writing says, and a new king rose over Egypt. This was their appointee, who was new, because until this day, he had no governance over all the other nations. And now, he was raised to rule over all the peoples in the world. And then the words, under three things the earth quakes, under a slave when he becomes king, come true, since the Egyptians were slaves.
So that's obvious. If Israel is in some kind of nation, so that nation starts developing, because through Israel, Yeshalkel, even though they're in exile, still the small illumination comes through them to the nation that they are dwelling in. That's why we see that even in corporeality, the nation of Israel that dropped from its spiritual degree in the Second Temple's destruction and out into the last exile, the long exile, it brought development to the whole world. And the world is really advancing. Religions, faith, science, philosophy, doesn't matter what. But obviously, everything the world has came from Israel. In the end, in some way, always through the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it sped up the development of the world. And the opposite too, that from everywhere the people of Israel come out of, the place right away starts to fall.
78. 30 days before strength comes to the people on the earth, or before a crisis comes to the people on the earth. This thing is declared in the world. At times it is given to a child, and at times to those people who are mindless. And sometimes it is given to the fowl, and they declare in the world, and there is no one to heed them. When people are righteous, that thing is given to the heads of the righteous of the world. So they will alert the people, and they will return to their master. But if the people are not righteous, it is as we said.
As it was said before, that it comes through all these alternative passages that it's really hard to listen to. Yep. Questions? None. Okay. Yeah.
He writes here, when Israel entered the nations of the world, they get strength as a result. It was written 2,000 years ago, and we can see it today.
Doesn't matter when. Why?
I'm saying
there's a matter of degrees, either exile or redemption, but there's always that same relation between the states.
Even today, let's say the U.S. or everywhere, there are Jews inside the government, inside the nations. They have strength and power.
Right.
But it doesn't work for our benefit.
Right, because you're in exile, and by this you're just fulfilling the nations of the world and also giving them only a corporeal development, that by that they are also developing hatred towards you. But you are developing them. So in this way, in Beito, on its own pace, they advance, of course. And you are building all kinds of systems in them, even systems that are against you. Inquisition, all kinds of things. You build it yourself. Just like that. That's how the nation of Israel speeds up his own development by being in exile. And these blows at the end are what speed up these states to come out of exile. Just like as the nation of Israel in Egypt. What does it mean, the nation of Israel in Egypt? Moses, Moshe, in front of Pharaoh, that state brought the blows that sped the Israelites up to come out of Egypt.
So how come the nation of Israel, which strengthens the nations of the world, or Pharaoh, it helps Israel to come out eventually?
Because there's no choice, because he develops them, they feel the nations, it's easier to say desires in a person. When a person advances, his desires show themselves as more contradicting to holiness, and then they have to be separated from no choice. He suffers and hates them more and more. Yeah.
So, in our advancement, a person always strengthens the nations of the world in him first, till he reaches a state where he is completely under their dominion.
You can never do good to the nations in a direct way that will bring good to Israel, except for disseminating the method of correction. All the good things that you will do to them, it will cause an increase of the exile, and they will throw you out of there. We saw it in all kinds of states that the Israelites were in Spain and onward. The moment the country gets strong, it tosses the Jews out, and then they're accepted in a different place. A weak country, it develops, gets stronger, and also tosses them out and onward.
Why, when a person advances, the nations of the world in him strengthen? I don't understand that.
Because it's one against the other. How could you advance if your left doesn't advance? What's the nations of the world? The left in a person is called the nations, the right is called Israel, and they both have to strengthen each other, one against the other. And also now, you can look at history, how it happens. We used to get stronger, and now it's the time for the nation of the world to get stronger against us. And then there'll be nowhere to run to. There'll be a cry in the nation of Israel. We're already past the good life. It's not in front of us like it was. It's going to be a hard life, hard, difficult attitude from everybody, great hatred from the nations of the world. On every terror action in Europe, you're going to get blows for it. And not the terrorists themselves. No. The hatred will come back to you instead of them. Because you are actually blocking the abundance to come and correct them. It's in your hands. You're not doing it. So, in a natural way, they are turning towards you. In everything you do, you'll say democracy, they'll say apartheid. You're not doing anything against the terrorists. So they're going to say you're doing it. You are preparing them and you are sending them. You're going to see how they speak. They will speak in such a way. They'll blow something up somewhere in Europe. And in all the newspapers, it's going to say it was Israel that prepared them and sent them. Is that possible? If they ask me, I'm going to say correct. That's it. Why? Because we, by not passing the force of correction to them, we are causing the force of corruption. We are causing it with our hands. And that's why Israel is causing it, and the nations of the world themselves. They feel this thing in a very clear way. If we feel bad, it's because of Israel. Why? They'll tell you, because you are causing evil and bad in the whole world. Why? They don't know more than that. But I can add, because you have to be the passage from the upper force, the upper light, and you are not doing it, so you are guilty. You, by preventing the upper light to spread in this world and connect everybody in a good way, you are causing terrorist attacks. And subconsciously, the whole world feel that it's that way. And they will come to you and write about you and blame you with everything going on. In everything in Europe, you'll see. It's already starting to be like that, but you'll see. That's what's going to happen. And justly. You're going to say, where's justice? What? Everybody's screaming in the nation of Israel, the government, the prime minister. It's not true. Look at us. We're pure. We're good. No such thing. You are the dirtiest. You are guilty in everything. That's what they're going to say about you, and they're going to be right. And that is called that we finally reach the correct deficiency and the correct prayer. What we learned, how was that article called? True prayer for true deficiency. That's it. That will bring us to it. Us, meaning us and the nation of Israel. Let's hope that we'll understand that correctly. Yes. Give him a mic. This guy.
My name is Dan.
Where are you from?
I come from Netanya. I wanted to ask, we read that the nations of the world makes us suffer when we're under their dominion.
It's as a result of our work. They're not guilty, they have no freedom of choice. The only freedom of choice is in our hands, and if we implement it correctly, it'll be good. If not, it'll be bad.
But why only with them? Because we do the same thing to us as they do to us.
Correct. But by you not implementing the freedom of choice correctly, you're causing bad to yourself and the whole world. Because you are a passage to the whole world. You are called Israel, Lirosh, ahead. They are the body. They can't decide about anything. They have no connection with the upper light.
So if I have a head, Li Rosh, how come we cause such harm to ourselves?
Because for now we have no head.
So we to ourselves are like the nations of the world to us?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Here, let's hear what is written about it.
It's from the book Hashem Shmuel. The name Israel is Li Rosh. I have a head. A person should see himself that he is the head and the beginning of creation. And it is his destiny to draw all the nations of the world under the wings of divinity.
No, you, yeah.
How can it be that we can see in antisemitism that the nations of the world know about our work even before we do?
Because they're activated directly from above without understanding anything. It's instinctly in them, natural instincts. Ask them why, they'll say exactly, because Israel are causing trouble to the world. They are clogging all the good in the world. They are everywhere stealing and doing everything. They feel, they even those that aren't in any connection and never were in connection with us. It doesn't matter.
But we are on a higher spiritual degree, so why don't we feel it before they do?
You now are in a worse state than them. The nation of Israel is in a worse state than the nations.
We're not Galgalta in the Naim?
You?
The Israeli nation.
Where is the nation of Israel? Where is Galgalta in the Naim? What are you talking about? You have a Masach? You have a connection with the upper light? You are now in the bottom of everybody. Israel that fall, they fall worse than everybody. What do you think about yourself? No, I'm the nation of Israel. What nation do you have? The nation of Israel exists when it's connected. Today you have become a nation. Meaning, the moment we start connecting between us as one man and one heart, that connection is called the nation of Israel. There is no nation of Israel in exile. What does that mean? Because in the exile, the forces of the ego control us and separate us, and we're not united. So there's no nation of Israel.
So because we're not connected, we are below them?
We are not considered a nation of Israel. We are a collection of the
exiles.
The exiles.
So everyone, as we read here, everyone here who harms Israel like the Egyptians, it became a head in order to punish Israel.
I don't know, that's your philosophy.
We read it here.
Okay, whatever. I don't want to get into those philosophies. Enough what we studied. Yeah, who wanted? Yeah.
The illumination that Israel bring to the nations of the world, it necessarily goes to the Klipot, or they also enjoy it in a good spiritual manner?
Both. It develops. And this development, obviously, it's in according to our work. If we connect between us, we then understand that we also need to take care of the nations of the world. So we take their deficiency also to connect to the Creator, and they are dependent on us in 100%. You understand what a responsibility it is, and they're feeling, they feel dependent on Israel. It happens subconsciously. They feel the dependency. They feel that you're wiser, that you're special, that you have something that they don't have. And that is true. And we are lacking a feeling that we owe them. There is some kind of feeling that we're also stealing or doing or... But we are a passage. And for this passage, we have to start working. As Bala Sulam is writing in the article of the Arvut. And except for that, to really give contentment to the Creator, you are doing it if you take care of the nations of the world. The fact that you are correcting the vessels of Israel alone, the vessels of Rosh, by that you are still not implementing your role. Our role is to organize ourselves and correct the nations of the world to pass the upper light to them, because they are the vessels of reception. And specifically in those vessels where the correction is expands and fulfills, by that you give contentment to the Creator. And by that, we realize our role, which we are just ahead, a passage. We have to be in that Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. Galgal ten and nine. Yeah.
So to continue what you just said, if we are the only ones who identify it, then why do we focus on the correction of the nation of Israel and not the correction of the world?
Again.
Why do we put all of our efforts as the only ones who identify that our role is to take care of the world? So why then don't we work with the whole world?
We are as much as we can. We are the first generation that is, we are connecting whoever wants to attain the Creator to reach an action of bestowal, which is the same thing. Actions of bestowal and to reach the Creator, it's the same thing. We are connecting all those people. We're inviting them to come and be connected to our organization. And we're also turning to other peoples of the world. Jews, first of all, because they need to do it first, to repent, as we say, to advance towards their role. And we're also turning to other nations of the world. Why not? Me as much as I can. I'm in all kinds of websites too, as much as I can. And our groups around the world are working in all the countries with audiences of those countries. This week in Huffington Post in Spain and Italy and English, I had articles there. And in German. And that's how it is, in all kinds of forms, yeah?
But shouldn't the focus be with the Jews or those who have some tendency?
We are turning to everybody. How can I find them? What, only those who have a tendency or not, or yes, how? I'm turning to everybody. Whoever comes, comes. You have a different method, please? I'll be happy to hear it.
Not as a method. I'm trying to clarify where we should focus our inner efforts as a group.
Our focus as a group, we have to be a spiritual center of the world. That's it. Let's hope that we implement it as much as we can. We always want more, but you see, according to our opportunities and our forces, we are, if you ask me what I'd want, I'd want to build an organization that can perform spiritual education to all of humanity. To all of humanity. Just spiritual education. Because humans aren't lacking anything but that. Gradually to start teaching them who they are, how to advance, how to cause connection between people, what we attain through that, what we discover in it, which we, in the connection, we discover the next world. You just pass through the point of connection to the next dimension. We are trying to build, also for ourselves, that every friend in Bnei Baruch will be able to do, make that passage as quick as possible through that eye of the needle. That's called the Exodus of Egypt. It's called birth. That's the point of birth. That you go from this world to the next. From receiving to in order to bestow. We are trying to reach it. Let's hope that now, specifically towards Passover, we'll learn these actions in depth and that it'll be clear to everybody how to reach it. And we'll try as much as we can. That's our purpose. That's why every day we are studying about it. Let's hope that this holiday is coming for the best.
What you just said, Baal HaSulam writes from the writings of the last generation, first, we should establish a small institution with altruistic people, and each and everyone will work according to his ability, receive according to his needs, and he will have all the forms of governance, until even if we will close down this institution, it will contain the whole world.
Yeah, it'll spread later. Who wanted there? Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Rav. A simple question. Let's say in this world, I can imagine and see whatever I want to. And what you're talking about, we are searching and we're building something that we are not familiar with. Rav, tell me, do you see what you want?
What I want?
Yes.
No. What I can see, I see. A person is always limited by the degree of masach that he's in. As much as I can overcome above my will to receive, that gives me the horizon, the limit of my vision. What, without any limits? That's the world of Ein Sof. That's Gemar Tikkun. Okay. Yeah.
What I feel now in this conversation, it's like we're a student in the first grade or kindergarten. We want to learn in order to reach the 12th grade and give light to the nations.
Okay.
We spoke a lot about the nations. For some reason, I was thinking, we engage in dissemination now. All those people whom we call Greeks, those who leave Israel and go abroad, is there a way we can approach them and disseminate our teaching to them because it actually exists in them? And from there, to create something deeper?
Please, connect to our groups of dissemination and do it. What's the question? You have ideas? Bring it to there. Maybe you have good ideas that they can use, and let's do it.
I have to stop with my ideas, and I need to act more.
So please, you have a place for it.
Okay, thanks.
No, you... Yeah.
Good morning. Can I ask about different states we go through? Up to recently, I believed in reward and punishment, and I also wanted to serve the Creator. But now, when I try to act upon this intention, I try to do it for the sake of heaven. Well, at least I try to. But now I feel that I'm on a dead end because I have no motivation. I don't even want to bestow. All of a sudden, I don't want anything. I discover that everything I wanted till now is gone, and I'm reaching a dead end.
How'd you come to the lesson?
I don't know. I just suffer and...
And you still come. Okay, okay. You hear the article, you see, you're asking according to what you heard in the article. Soon it'll be a state that you'll sit and not hear any word. And then you'll feel as if you're disconnected completely, and you'll be sick of being disconnected, and you're going to hate yourself, and you're not going to be able to do anything.
Not just me, it's everyone. I don't want anything.
Yeah, I understand. What do you think? I didn't go through this. Everybody. That's in order for you to see. As much as you are activated by your desire, the desire feels some pleasure, some fulfillment. So, gives you an ability to work in that direction. If not, you won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to do anything. That's it. It's in anything. It's
how to activate the desire, how not to break down along the way, because now I have no desire.
That's called a true desire, a true deficiency, and a true prayer. And we are gradually coming to it. But at least you already start recognizing that if they don't give you a desire, you're dead. That you're not activating yourself, but you're under a strange control. Strange, I mean, outside of you.
Really?
Good. Great. That is already truth. Now, you have to understand that your salvation is in the group. The group can awaken you. And then, according to that, you'll start working.
What should I ask for my friends? Or
ask that they will work on you, that they'll start awakening you in all kinds of ways. The group has to be concerned about it. I don't know if it'll be successful, but we also need to go through this period to demand from the group, and the group has to work in some way, and for some time it'll be sufficient. And then that'll empty out too. But you must empty that ability out. You also must implement it. The stages are very precise. Everybody has the same will to receive. You understand, with all kinds of different aspects here and there, it doesn't matter. There's no real difference. In the end, everybody goes through the same states, the same discernments, the same feelings. You see the wisdom of Kabbalah? It's written for everybody. There's no special personality in each and every one. No. Everybody from Adam, Avram, Moshe, everybody went through the same path. Same thing. Don't think that they went through some jump.
But it'll drive them crazy.
No, you're not going to go crazy either. It's all made for us. From your perfect state that was in the beginning and your perfect state that should be in the end, the whole path was built. Meaning you're already in those states. So don't worry. You just have to give enough of pressure, efforts to discover these states, but they are all there. Don't worry. You won't die, you won't go crazy, you'll reach whatever you need to.
But those states grab you and you can't make any effort.
That's for you to discover as much as you are activated. Great. Meaning, you only have one point left, like an expert point, observation point, that understands that there is nothing in you, but it all comes from above, by a force from above, and you're just a puppet on the strings. But you have a feeling that you are on those strings and you're activated in everything, and you have no control in it, except for discerning that you are activated. It's great. You're not happy from it? What?
I want to sleep.
Specifically from that feeling, you already have a prayer because you understand that you are dependent on the upper force. And the upper force will make all kinds of, put you through everything, like in a washing machine. It'll wash you until you will start asking from him. What are you going to ask from him? Simple. That you will want to the same thing as he is doing upon you. That's it. That's called make your desire as his desire. Because by that you are annulling yourself completely. That's called annulling the existence, and what he's doing in you, it goes along with you. How could that be? Under the condition that you reach the degree of Bina, Chafetz Chesed, and then whatever there is, it's all great, 100%. Annulling the will to receive.
So just to flow along with it?
Yeah, flow, but in a way that you all want to flow.
So to accept whatever he gives me, good, bad.
Yeah, but that we'll see and you'll see as much as you're working with it, happy with it. Giving gratitude for the upper light for doing this to you.
Even though he pushes me away?
He's pushing you away on purpose.
But it never ends. How much can...
Until the borders of your desire.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, the French are so delicate. You're from France, right?
Yeah,
they're like delicate, you know? If there was an Israeli here speaking in French instead of him, he'd be screaming at me, right? Especially from Jerusalem. Yeah. Yeah? Behind you, yeah.
Good morning. Adam 78 in the Zohar. What is the nation are righteous? What does it mean it was given to the heads of the righteous?
The nation is the person that he entirely is the nation. Inside the person there's the point of Israel, which is called Keter, and the bottom nine are called the 70 nations of the world. Or Gav is Israel, Lirosh, and Zat, it's 7 times 10, it's called the 70 nations. It's all inside the person and his soul. That's it. Yeah. Give him, let him hold it.
And the heads of the righteous?
Heads of the righteous. The righteous are called those qualities in the goof, in the body, that are performing the commands of the head. Yes.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, if I have a role of connecting the nations of the world to us,
each one has it.
So how come I'm being governed and I have a role? How does it go together?
You are activated, and that is called Be'ito, that when you will want to advance alone, quickly, to come before the Creator, to give Him contentment that you won't be activated, that you want to perform His action before He does it through you, forcefully, you want to do it. You understand? That he is now about to perform an action and you do it before him, that same action, in order to give him contentment. If he does it upon you, so you're just a puppet on the strings that is being activated, but you don't want it. You, yourself, you want to do the action as he is about to perform on you. Then, by that, you are called Yashar Ked, that you are directed to him and doing his action on you and on the nations.
So, if I keep sleeping and I don't wake up for the morning lesson, so when I wake up in the morning, I can say I'm being governed?
Of course you are.
Is it the Creator who doesn't want me to wake up?
The Creator wants you to not wake up.
And I shouldn't carry this hard feeling that I didn't wake for the morning lesson?
You can justify yourself and say, no, I kept the Creator's will and didn't wake up. You see how the person... Yeah, what? What I want to say is that there's no action in the world that is against the Creator, against the upper force. But we have to work against that. Against that force. A person has to say, I am against him. I specifically, myself, want to determine all my states. That is called, my sons have beaten me. That I win, that I beat him. He determines the path of Beito, but I pace in a chishena. I myself want to do what he was planning to do. I want to implement it before him. That is called the sons of the Creator. So, wake up.
Ken.
You said that everything depends on us. The whole world depends on us.
Yeah.
On our connection.
Yeah.
So the question is, how can we make it to such connection? Is there a formula of connection?
There is. We are working on it.
And can you say, participating in the lessons and in dissemination and paying maaser, tithe, Does it affect the connection between us?
They are the necessary conditions for connection. And once you keep them in corporeality, you have to put your heart in there.
Meaning, if I don't do any of these,
you have to do what you must do in this corporeal world. And in there, then you put your whole desire in there. But the corporeal actions there without any desire, it's not worth it. I came to the lesson and sat. They told me to come to a workshop, and I said, they said that maaser is a good thing, that if I pay, so I'm supposedly giving my tenth to building my soul, so I did it. But we're not obligating anybody for it. That's it. So I participated in dissemination. What else do they want from me? Where's my spirituality? Where's your desire? What did we learn in the first article? True prayer is on a true desire. Did you prepare your desire, your deficiency?
I have a deficiency. I have a desire.
Where is it? Are you here every day? Do you come to the lesson? Do you really do all these things with all your heart? Do you really try to put your heart, your desires, that later on in them you will discover this new reality? The spiritual world is revealed in your desire, in your corrected desire. It's not in a spiritual distance, in a corporeal distance, how many kilometers. It's not behind the corporeal action that after 120 years you won't be existing in this body. The spiritual world exists. You discover it in your corrected desire. Correct the desire. And that's it. That is what you have to be concerned of in order to correct that desire. There's a few external conditions because we are in this external corporeal world, but the main work is in your heart. To correct the heart.
So it turns out that if everyone, every day, participate in the lessons, everyone participate in dissemination, everyone pay maaser except for me, let's say,
and everybody connects their hearts, and everybody connects their hearts,
except for me. So because of me, there we have all the problems in the world. Let's say everyone are doing everything they should, and I'm not.
Okay.
So I'm to blame for all the disasters in the world?
Of course. What, you don't know it? They're already preparing a list on you.
So if someone doesn't do what he should do, and he's a part of Ne Baruch, then because of him, we were not connected?
There will be a partial connection. It's not built in that way. That's why there's 10 and not 9 and not 11. It's enough to have a full, complete structure in 1:10. It'll already, from that, the upper force will start being revealed. You will want to listen more. You'll come for another morning except for today. And now we have to go to the next lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
סביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש לא נעצור נלך רק ישר לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור העולם מתקדם לו עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן הכדור בידינו יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אליו